This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Thank you for being with us on The Vedic Wisdom. I want to talk to you about the difference between needs and wants, because there is a huge difference and it has a significant impact on your life, both material and spiritual. If you misinterpret what you need by adding in a lot of things you want, you're illusioning yourself. You need food, water, air, place to live, clothes. You need certain things. You need love. You need knowledge. You need to be able to read and write. You need to be able to do maths enough to figure, or at least exchange. These are needs, basic needs, elemental. But also the needs come to communicating, expressing oneself, expressing your need, expressing your feelings, expressing your aspirations. The interaction between humans is an integral part of being human. The compassion, the honesty, the respect, the truthfulness. This is human. But if you impose desires, things you want, into the equation of executing your needs or achieving your needs, you water down the essence with non-essentials. I need a Corvette. I need a trophy. I need to be the top student. I need money. I need. Versus, I want. We try to take a whole bunch of wants and push them over into the need category and then figure out our life. Wrong. You take your needs and you figure out your life. And you see how many of your wants get satisfied at the same time. The mind is the center of desires. I want, I want, I want. And the intelligence is the center of your needs. What is right? What do I actually need? How can I benefit my life's sojourn? Not benefit this moment. Everybody's in the now, all my senses, I'm hungry, I'm this, I'm that. This is all on the mental platform. The Vedic literature says you must rise above the mental platform, and you must rise above the intellectual platform. And you must come to the super soul spiritual platform, or you're just fooling yourself. And we have a society that is not only being fooled on those two distinct categories, need versus want, but they're having their minds twisted to desire things that have no resultant. I've been watching some people near me play video games, wasting immense amounts of their lifetime, and they think now it's their need. If you say, will you give me a hand holding this or painting this or carrying this, they'll do it, but the whole time they're focusing on, I could be playing the game. I want to get back to the game. I need to stay with my game. Recently, there was a significant earthquake in New Zealand, and some of the cameras that were on and recording some of the events in the area were of people who were up late at night playing games. And they go through this earthquake, I mean, serious thing, this earthquake and the room and all the difficulties the room has and everything in it and this and that. And after it settles down, they come right back and put their headphones on and get back to the game. Their reality that's happening to them in the room was insignificant. And they had to, even though they went through an amazing experience, they immediately discredited it, discarded it, I'm okay, and went back to their game. The relationships between people is suffering. Their compassion to animals is suffering. Their responsibility, their maintenance, their cleanliness, their personal hygiene, their mental development, all of these things are getting put behind playing the game that has artificially been induced upon the mind as being a need. And if you tell them, don't play the game, oh, their intelligence immediately says, oh yeah, I don't need to do that. And they're going to see I'm doing it and I don't need to. So I'm going to say, I don't play that much. I do a little bit, but you know, I'm tired. I got free time. I play a little bit. But it's 2 a.m. and you're still playing. And everybody else has given up on you and gone to bed or what have you. And they're wasting their life force energy staring at a screen over an illusion. So we have the situation where the people have lost sight of need. They've lost sight of what is important. They've forgotten what it takes to survive. They're getting that, and so they don't care. But they're focusing on their game. They're focusing upon their wants. I want this, I want that. And their desires, if you look at them, if you analyze your desires to any critique, level of critique, they're childish, foolish, irresponsible, unproductive. Well, why are you doing that? Because you don't know how much mind control is in the mechanism of screens, television, games, phones. And that it actually is capturing your mind to focus on what you want as opposed to what you need. This is illusion. This is delusional. And when a society is delusional, it collapses. Irrespective of how many centuries you want to go back, irrespective of the color, the creed, the education, the class, whatever, the society will collapse. And we are in that right here, right now, you, me, this environment. It is a society that is collapsing. The ability to understand the truthfulness, the compassion, the separation of needs from wants, and the slavery caused by the necessities of life and money is collapsing this society. Everybody's going, what's going on? Everybody can sense something. But they can't control themselves. They do not have the ability to control their minds and senses from distracting them from their responsibility. Their responsibilities are suffering. And their wants, their enjoyment is being fulfilled. And the result is delusion. And the further result is the collapse of the human society into a non-functioning mass of chaos. It is only a shout away. It has become so bad, so fast, that if anything happens, let's say that these crazies at the top start a war and there's no transportation of fuel supplies around the planet. This society lives because of the supply of fossil fuels. So what happens if a war stops that supply for, let's say, a month? I mean, I mentioned there was a major earthquake, and there's a couple of roads that have been buried in the side of a mountain. Okay, it's going to take an unbelievable act of engineering to get a road through there again. It's just not the same landscape. So it isn't going to take a week. It isn't going to take a month. It's going to take a long time. Well, what happens if you're without fuel, cars, for a month? Are you ready for that? What if the power goes out? Are you ready for that? No. Everyone is simply wanting to play and enjoy, and no one is out there going, let's work out an alternative to cars or to petrol. Let's work out an alternative. Maybe make machines that you can produce electricity instead of hooking to the grid that could break at any moment. They're not focusing on that. They want to focus on the game. They want to focus on their friends. They focus on their phone. They focus on the TV. They focus on sport. This is all illusion. And when a society is living in illusion, it collapses. It's only a matter of time. It's a physical fact. It's not something that, oh, you can't say that. Oh, yeah. It is a fact. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ruins of great, astonishing civilizations that are gone. They're gone because the people become delusional and put enjoyment before the reality of survival. And we are doing that. If the food chain collapses, if the weather is as a major problem in food production, that next year, that next season, there'll be a shortage of food, people dying from starvation because there's nothing to give them. Are you prepared for that? Do you think that could actually happen? Have you considered the seriousness of where do you get your food? I've discussed recently on some of our programs, how much have you ever in your life contributed to the food chain? You've been eating from the food chain your whole existence, but how much have you actually contributed? The number of farmers who contribute to the food chain so everybody else can eat is 1.5 to 2% of the population. Those people deserve a cheer. They deserve a parade. And these fat scum that are sitting on their couch doing nothing but playing with their Xbox and sucking food in, they deserve a kick up the backside, go to the field and plant something, for crying out loud. Make up for all you've taken. All of the people, all of the children, all of the women, all of the families that just consume. No productivity. Oh, I'm working on the internet. Oh, I work in an office. Oh, I have to stay with my computer. Well, where are you contributing? You don't make food in a factory. You don't make food with a computer. So if we're not contributing to the food chain and the weather goes amiss, there's going to be massive starvation because the people's wants are dominating their life and their values and what they want and what they're doing. And this delusional conception neglects their needs. And their needs is food and water and clean air. And they don't have it anymore. You just have to wake up from your sleep, wake up from your fever of wants, and look at the state of the world. Look at the state of the circumstances you're actually in. If the supermarket shuts, you starve. Now, I've done a study in the past. There's 3 days worth of food in this country, in the supermarket chain, you know, the food chain, at any one time. Some seasons it's better than others, but a lot of the food in all of the countries is being imported from other countries, where it's a different growing season. How come you can buy oranges year-round? How can you buy apples year-round? Because they're stored or transported or grown in different climates and available all over the place. So if there's a problem, you'll find that, oh, food actually grows seasonally. It isn't always available in the supermarket. It's a seasonal production. And yet you look, the weather is crap. There is no normal weather anymore. So you can't be irresponsible. You have to come out of your delusion. You have to recognize what you need and what is actually going on. What you need is under threat. And what you want is an illusion you've been trained to think you want by the screens. and the people behind the screens that are manipulating the minds of humanity to be selfish for enjoyment and to be irresponsible for your needs. You must change that perspective. The Vedic literature is teaching you to rise above your selfishness. Selfishness is the path to delusion. Selflessness, duty and responsibility, is the path to knowledge and liberation. Our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, said, I've come to the West to teach you a sense of duty, because you've lost all sense of duty. You only have a determination to enjoy. Sport is a crime induced by the government. They're making a huge amount of money on propagating sport on the people, when sport does not feed anybody. It does not produce anything for society. Some people say, oh, well they're like heroes. They set an example of society. And then sure enough, every year or so, there's all this brawling or raping or a fixing of the games. It comes out that sport's not really all that clean. It's not really a good example for the people. But in actuality, it's a massive distraction from our responsibility to grow food, feed each other, and feed all the lower species. Stop eating them. There is no reason whatsoever, there is no justification whatsoever for any human being or any animal to be hungry on this planet. The fertility is there. It's the manipulation of the people making money that's causing people to suffer. Are you aware of that? Do you think about that? Are you doing anything to counter that? Then it will make you starve too. This delusional conception of materialism is being induced by people at the top who have the full intention to depopulate the planet significantly so they can rule over a smaller number. And you are in the crosshairs of their target. Because what do you actually produce? What do you contribute to the needs of humanity? You may be contributing to the desires, but if those desires shift to needs, you don't matter anymore. Overnight. You take a look at your town, wherever you may be, and you just go down the road wherever you travel for one day, and you look at how many of the businesses are businesses relating to the car. Okay? And then you ask yourself, what will happen if we don't have any fuel for a month? And you will see reality. Right now you're seeing an illusion because of false availability of cheap fuel. But if the fuel is disturbed, if the supply is disturbed, and you probably have no knowledge of the amalgamation of all the fuel companies and shutting down distillery and centralizing it in the east, and they're transporting fuel in a distilled form rather than working crude oil from the ground in your area and distilling it locally. That's been stopped. This country used to have two distillation companies or towers, and they're gone. The same things happen in almost all of the countries. There's been an immense amalgamation of the refining capacity. Even if you have oil in your country, oil in the ground, you can't refine it. So this is a major dependency, and the dependency also impacts on the food chain. I'm sure you have seen studies where they show how much of the food production is dependent upon the cost of fuel. You see it. When the price of fuel goes up, the price of food goes up. When the price of fuel goes down, the cost to produce the food goes down. But that's not in your mind. You're not seeing that. You're concerned about what you want. Give me a bag of chips. I want to play that game too. My turn. You're not concerned about what do you need to survive, and are you prepared, or are you even protected a bit against a glitch in the system? The real purpose here of the human beings is to use your hand to sow the seed. Harvest from the fertility of the earth and feed yourself, feed the other people around you, feed all the animals that are subordinate, dependent upon you. That's your real duty while you're here, to keep life simple so you can engage in spiritual life. Spiritual realization, the acquisition of knowledge, selfless devotion to God, purification of the consciousness, the heart, the mind, the upliftment of everyone around you for spiritual perfection at the time of death. That is what you're really supposed to be focusing on. That's what you're really supposed to be doing. And look at the crap you're actually doing. Sport. Games. TV, your friggin' phone. Distraction, distraction, distraction. Constantly, you get a quarter done in a day of what you're capable of. Less than a quarter done in a day of what you're capable of. But you're allowing your mind to fulfill its desires, and you're taking the supply of your needs for granted. This will bite you. And the signs are on the wall. The symptoms of social collapse are everywhere. No one can deny feeling the impending collapse. Everybody says something's wrong. Things don't make sense. Why are they doing that? Why is that not available anymore? Why do we have to do that? Why do we have to pay for that? Why do we need this? Everybody senses it on their own level. But everybody can bring a story to the table for discussion. And it's all, if you step back and look at it objectively, they are all examples of a delusional society that's on the verge of collapse out of selfishness, greed, want, the desire to enjoy, and a distraction to keep you from doing your duty, being a responsible human being and feeding yourself and others. Only the humans have the hands. Only the humans can sow the seed. But instead of sowing the seed and feeding the world, feeding everybody from the fertility of the planet, they make weapons and they kill all the animals, and they have weapons and they're killing all the people. That's the next step. Wait and see. They're spending $3 billion a day on weapons. They've got enough to kill this planet 100 times. Everybody on it can be killed 100 times with the weapons they already have. And yet you think you're safe because the television is telling you you are. Because everybody else isn't alarmed. It's like a whole flock of birds that doesn't realize there's an impending storm and they're going to all be whooshed away. Or seabirds that are sitting on the beach and a big one's going to come and take them all out in an instant. The human society is like that, ignorantly sitting still when the whole world is in motion. Ignorantly trying to deny any responsibility when there's nothing needed more than responsible humans dedicated to truthfulness and compassion. You need to pull your head out of your desires. Stop this senseless wanting. Stop this senseless distraction in games, phones, TV, screens, crap, sport, and get down to what is your responsibility as a human being to the society you live in. How to make a positive contribution to do the right thing with your life. This is the opportunity afforded to you by understanding the Vedic knowledge. This is the opportunity afforded to you by being in the human form of life with advanced intelligence to be used correctly. This is why you have hands that you can sow the seed and reap the harvest and feed the world. And you don't know it, and you don't care, and you want to enjoy at all costs, fulfill your desires, and neglect your duty. I see this in councils, city councils. They focus on the unnecessary and neglect their responsibility all over the place. They vote out a bunch of bogeys and put in some new bogeys, and they do the same thing. Don't do that. Stop living for desires. Start living for duty. Be a responsible human being. Live by your needs, not by your wants.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.